KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise skies will be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with a slight chance of rain later this afternoon, a high of 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Police in Council Bluffs say one person was injured after a vehicle rolled over early this morning off of Interstate 480. The accident happened at around 2:40 a.m. on I-480 westbound. An investigation determined a 2003 Pontiac Grand Am driven by 32-year-old Sophia Jenkins of Council Bluffs was traveling west on the north side of the interstate when her vehicle traveled down an embankment, crashed through a fence, and ended up in a construction area. Jenkins was transported to Creighton University Medical Center for treatment of minor injuries. Authorities say speed and alcohol appear to be contributing factors in the crash. Jenkins faces charges that include failure to maintain control, driving while disqualified, and failure to provide proof of insurance. A woman from rural Red Oak was arrested Thursday evening following a traffic stop. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 25-year-old Jessica Faye Davis was taken into custody on a valid Montgomery County bench warrant for violation of probation. Davis is being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. In an update to our story yesterday morning, a fire early Thursday morning in Hancock destroyed a home, but no injuries were reported. Fire officials say the blaze at 212 East Duncan Street was reported at around 1 a.m. Thursday. A blown electrical transformer and power lines connected to the home are suspected as the cause of the fire. The home's owner was away when the fire broke out. Crews from Oakland and Avoca provided mutual aid to Hancock Fire and were on the scene through late Thursday morning. Sheriff's officials in Union County say an Audubon man reported Tuesday that sometime over the past week, someone took his green 2011 Yamaha four-wheeler. The ATV was taken from a farm on Clover Avenue in Union County. The loss was valued at $6,000. The Union County Sheriff's Office said also no injuries were reported after a pickup hit a pothole, blew a tire, and went out of control on Cherry Street Road Wednesday night. The 1994 Dodge Ram 1500 pickup driven by 18-year-old Hunter Miller of Creston hit the side of a bridge railing and entered the east ditch before it clipped part of a cornfield and finally came to rest on the edge of the roadway, still in the east ditch. Miller was cited for failure to have a valid driver's license. Damage from the mishap amounted to $4,000. First National Bank of Omaha is reissuing debit cards to some of its customers in seven states, including Iowa, because of a data breach at an unidentified national firm. Bank spokesman Kevin Langan declined to identify the business that experienced the breach because the problem is still being investigated by authorities. Langan said the extent of the data breach hasn't been determined, and he refused to say how many new cards the bank has issued to its customers in Nebraska, Illinois, Iowa, South Dakota, Kansas, Colorado, and Texas. Atlantic businessman James Jim Tyler is among three well-known professionals who will be inducted into the Iowa Business Hall of Fame in December. The Greater Des Moines Committee will recognize Tyler along with Cherise Yaney, a managing partner in Guarantee Roofing, Siding, and Insulation Company of Sioux City, and James W. Hubble III, a Central Iowa real estate and land developer, as the 2015 inductees into the Iowa Business Hall of Fame. The inductees will be honored during the Greater Des Moines Committee's annual Black Tie Dinner to be held at the Meadows Events and Conference Center on Thursday, December 3rd. The Iowa Business Hall of Fame honors the achievements of Iowans who have made outstanding contributions to the development and enhancement of Iowa's business climate. Jim Tyler is the second-generation family owner of Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company, which was founded in 1909. He took over management of the company in 1958. Within 10 years, the company grew from 16 to 40 employees and added a number of soda brands to its bottling lineup. In 1975, Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling purchased the Des Moines area Coca-Cola franchise, which increased the brand's presence and popularity. In 1989, Jim led the way as the company's Des Moines operation moved into a larger warehouse and sales center on Hickman Road in Waukee. James Tyler became the company's chairman in 1991. His son Kirk was named president of Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company that same year. In the funeral announcements, Alice Falk, age 97, of Avoca and formerly of Minden, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Alice Falk will be held 10:30 today at the Minden United Church of Christ. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Elsie Kesselring, age 97, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Elsie Kesselring will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jeffrey Campbell, age 51, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jeffrey Campbell will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Gay Nichols, age 72, of Moscow, Iowa, and formerly of the Anita, Wyota, and Messina areas, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Gay Nichols will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wilton, with Bentley Funeral Home of Wilton in charge of arrangements. Ada Lowe, age 89, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Celebration of life services for Ada Lowe will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Fairview Congregational Church in rural Stewart. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Denny Jensen, age 71, of Chicago and formerly of Greenfield, died Saturday at the J.R. Bowman Hospice Center in Chicago. A funeral mass for Denny Jensen will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Rainer Hemmingson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Rainer Hemmingson will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Nina Depew, age 94, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Private graveside services for Nina Depew will be held with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.